97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, about to hear your cheating stories. How did you get cheated on so we can all learn from it and expose those cheaters' tactics? So we got Alina from Santa Ana on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alina, how did you get cheated on and what red flags did you miss?
So I was in a long-distance relationship. Mm. He lived in Sacramento, and he was just going out. I didn't think anything of it, but come to find out, he had ran into a girl that he knew from high school, and they start sleeping around. He gets her pregnant, and then when she has a miscarriage, they get matching tattoos. But I was crazy because I wasn't okay with the whole situation.
Wait, so after that whole thing happened, they got matching tattoos, and then he still tried to stay with you?
Yes, he thought that I should be understanding that it was something that they experienced together and that the tattoo meant something and that I should have stuck around.
It meant that he cheated on you. That's one thing that's like ridiculous. Like, he made a mistake, right? He cheated on you, broke your trust, but then tries to manipulate you into feeling like you should feel bad. So now you're on the defense, as in, like, why are you so ridiculous? This is a hard situation for me, too, and we have tattoos to get through it, and you're not being supportive. It's like, yeah, because you cheated on me, man. Yeah.
Well, it's a classic guilt trip.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, it's deflecting. Right. You're deflecting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alina, I'm trying to understand the timeline of this, right? So at what point in time do you find out that, you know, he got another woman pregnant, that the miscarriage happened, all that, during your relationship?
I find out after she has the miscarriage. And I see the tattoo, and then he tells me everything that happened. Because, you know, since he was so far away, you know, we didn't see each other too often.
What was the tattoo of?
There was a butterfly.
And you're like, why the hell do you have a butterfly tattoo?
Right, it's not really really a dude tattoo.
Yeah.
He was like a big football player with a butterfly tattoo. I was like,
there's a red flag
visual,
for you.
Yeah, that visual, though. Did he explain himself and, like, why he cheated? Or, like, did he address that at all?
Like, I guess they had a thing in high school, but her mom didn't approve of him. So, like, she kind of stopped the relationship, I guess, moved her or something.
They cheated because they could. It was easy. You weren't in town. So it was like he could just tell you, like, hey, babe, I'm going to bed. And then they could go fool around and do whatever they're doing and never actually be in a relationship. And she knew she wasn't going to get caught either because you weren't around until they have the pregnancy thing.
Alina, did you end things after that?
Yeah, that was the end of that. I get it, they had history, and if they wanted to pursue that, that's on them, but just leave me out of it, you know?
You don't need to be on that part of that circus.
Yeah, so you go. The red flag I think that was missed here is just a random-ass tattoo of a butterfly on your man.
Super random tattoo.
Like, whoa, where did this come from? Did you lose a bet or what? Alina, thank you for calling in. It sounds like you're in a better place now.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free